Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ngakubona mfundisi uRay namagesti akho ke nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit.
Baba.
Isihloko ke obedience ukuzwa izwi likaNkuluNkulu nokulenza ke izwi nikusho kwagcwala umlomo. You have said it mouthful to hear the word of God and do the word of God. Obedience, compliance with an order, request, or law, or submission to another's authority. It is connected to trust and respect. It actually comes from a Latin word meaning to hear. When we obey God, it is a sign that we really trust Him and are listening to what He is saying and truly believe that He knows all, or He knows the best. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 16. He who obeys instruction guards his life, but he who is contemptuous of his ways will die. Obedience to the commandments brings freedom, personal growth, protection from danger, and many other temporal and spiritual blessings. Abraham followed God's instruction even though it was hard. Abraham obeyed. God promised to make him into a great nation, and he did. God rewards obedience generously. When a father obeys the Lord, his entire family reaps the rewards of God's blessing. Vela khona ke leli culo elithi Abraham's blessings are mine iphuma ke la ngenxa yakhe ukuthobela ke uNkulunkulu izwi likaNkulunkulu. Daniel chose to obey God no matter what, and God blessed him and his three friends. Bashaya phansi ngonyawo ke oDaniel ke nabangani bakhe abathathu, bathi asikukhonza ke iThixo ke siyokhonza ke uNkulunkulu wethu ophilayo. Jonah disobeyed God by deciding to run away. He was unwilling to warn Israel's deadly enemies. Nanamhlanje sinenkinga ke siwumzimba kaKristu Jesu. Sihleli ke ku comfort zone ke asiphumi ke kuya kuma outreach nokuthi senze ama open air njengoba ke kwekusenziwa ke namathende. Sehleli ke emasontweni sishumayezana ke thina sodwa, kanti uNkulunkulu sithumeleke ukuthi siyeke ezweni. Manje ke asilizwi ke izwi likaNkulunkulu silenze. God it want obedience or sacrifice? Does God want obedience or sacrifice? In 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22, the prophet Samuel declares to King Saul, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices and as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." Akusiza ukuthi ke sibe sithela ke umnikelo ke emabandleni, kodwa ke singalenzi ke izwi njengalaba ke bebehambisa ke phambili ke iminikelo ke leshisiweyo, kodwa ke bangalenzi ke izwi likaNkulunkulu. Jesus never sinned, but he died the death we deserved. In perfect obedience, he sacrificed his priceless life for his friends and for the glory of the Father. Proverbs 13, verse 13. He who scorns instruction will pay for it, but he who respects a command is rewarded. If we persevere in obedience out of love for the love of the Father, he will reward us with the fruit of obedience, eternal life to be united with him. Obedience is a way to get closer to God, prepare for whatever he leads you to do, and grow as a person. In John 14, verse 15, Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey what I command. Mm. You can also read it in John 14, verse 31, and John 15, verse 9 to 10. Luke chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus replied, but even more blessed are all who hear the word of God and put it into practice. Blessed are those who hear God's word and guard it in their lives. Thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate Babu Bongani. Much blessings to you, sir. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. What is obedience in the true sense?
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
657 AM. Radio for Believers in Action.
Good evening.
Hi, Pastor
Ray. Hi. And other pastors on the studio. Mm. In the family of Glory Pulpit. Pindile speaking.
Welcome.
Yes, obedience. As we have read, it was in my mind that First Samuel, to obey is better than sacrifice.
Mm.
Because sometimes people they think obedience is to obey their pastors, and then they fail to obey the voice of God. By doing that, they are sacrificing, because yes, we must listen to our leaders, but some you must lead by the Holy Spirit to be obedient, because they are human beings too.
Mm.
And then the Bible say that the book of the law shall not depart in your mouth. Which is in the halo upsuku nemini.
Yeah.
Is with the word of God is the one that make us to grow. So if you don't read the word, to read the word on Sunday, you'll obey every, you'll never have the spirit of descending. Everything's all going to be okay from you. But if you give yourself a time to pray, to read the word, you'll be obedient to God. Because sometimes the Holy Spirit will guide you that don't do this, do that, don't do this, do that. But how are you going to be filled with the Holy Spirit if you don't know to be obedient? I thank you, Pastor Ray. Have a blessed day.
Same to you. Thank you so much. May the blessings of the Most High be upon you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
A daily companion, Radio Pulpit it is. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We're taking your calls. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. When we are talking about obedience, what are we referring to? And what have you learned over the years about obedience? And if you heard me quite well, you'd really make it up that I was talking to a nation of believers. As a nation, has obedience become an abstract concept that is treated in passing? Or when referrals are made to get kids in check and order. Selective. selective observance being the treatment of the day. But why? Why is it so? Now, let me bring this, therefore, also to you, Muruti Muraka. When we touch on the issue of obedience again, obedience instills hope, the hope of salvation. We can say that it is the mode of the hope of salvation. Psalm 119, verse 166, you referred to the chapter. It says, the Elohim, Yahuwah, I hope for your salvation, and I do your commandments. Obedience is doing the commandments. And obedience is a leeway to the hope of salvation. Kind of like that, Muruti Muraka.
Yes, sir. From the beginning, when you were talking to us about the obedience of a nation, I did not directly address the obedience of a nation. Mm. I addressed the obedience of a believer.
Yeah.
And the reason was this. The Messiah said, go and make disciples of nations. It is the believers who are his disciples that must disciple nations. Now, obedience to a nation is different from obedience by those who are believing, because it is us as individuals. So what I personally have been speaking to is obedience by individuals. Mm. But I want to come back to the issue of the nation, especially as we have quoted there, that it brings hope. Now, to the nation, what must they obey? They must obey the Torah, as you have been reading for us from the beginning. They must. Romans chapter 15 tells us clearly that the authority are ministers, and they are also servants of Yudevabe. The same way that those we call the fivefold or the fourfold are ministers as well as servants of Yudevabe. The only difference is the kind of service of ministry that we do. In Romans chapter 13, the leaders of a nation are supposed to punish those who do wrong, and they are supposed to commend those who do right. And they are supposed to run the country according to the Torah and commandments of God. Now, let's look at that in terms of our nation. There are so many of the commandments that are being broken completely. Number one, just number one, you shall have no other gods before me. There are so many gods in the country, and they are legislated that it is okay to have that. So you see, when it comes to the nation, we have failed, absolutely failed to obey the Torah. However, we should not blame the nation. We should not blame the leaders in the nation wholly. We should go back to those who are supposed to be the light to them, which is us who believe. And with us who believe, I want to go to Second Chronicles chapter, I mean Second Corinthians chapter 10, which says this: our warfare is not according to the flesh, although we walk in the flesh. Our warfare, let me read it clearly so that I don't just paraphrase it. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not combat according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but competent in God for demolishing strongholds, demolishing reasoning, and every high thing that lifts itself against the knowledge of God. Mm. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, this speaks to those who are born again. If we don't conquer in this area, we cannot present to the nation that the hope that the commandment as they stand in the Torah mean to our nation. Mm. Because our own thoughts, we don't bring into captivity to obeying Christ. Everyone that is born again, we must be serious about obeying Christ. For when we obey Christ, we are obeying the Torah, we are obeying all commandments. And what happens is, when we obey Christ as his children, we are able to demolish the strongholds which are in our own mind, the reasonings which are in our own mind. When we listen to how he taught, you would say, you were told by the ancients that you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, if a man looks at a woman and desires her in his heart, he's already committed. Now, you see, those that are in Christ, their obedience is higher and is deeper in terms of, it's not dealing with outward things, it's dealing with inward things, their thoughts. And listen to what it says later. It says, we are being made ready when we demolish these thoughts and bring under captivity every one of our thoughts. We are being made ready to avenge all disobedience when our obedience is filled. So, those who are born again, the challenge to us is this. We need to realize that Christ didn't die for nothing. He died so that we can have the competency of God. You see, every time we try to go to the commandments and try and do them in our own ability, we fail. And yet, when we go to Christ, we find he says, I will give you the competency. When we obey him, it's where we get the competency. When we find, if he says to me, when somebody comes to borrow something, to lend something from you, borrow them. What is the challenge? The challenge is not the money I have or the whatever that person is lending. The challenge is my thoughts. Because he doesn't know whether I have it or not. He hopes I have it. But the Father knows whether I have it or I don't have it. And already the commandment has gone that if he comes, lend him. And when you have lent it, when you have brought him, count it as though it's gone. You don't send children after some time and say, hey, please tell so-and-so he should remember the parcel. No, you obey and you let go. Now, if we were doing these things as the members of the Church of Christ, we would be able to shine the light to the other seven, like those who are politicians and all. They would realize there is a core amongst us, a cadre amongst us, who are different. And they would come for answers, and we would say to them, go to Parliament, make these laws. Here are the laws. They are sitting here. God says, you shall have no other gods before him. You shall have a day of rest. Our Parliament would have legislated that we have a day of rest. And they would see in the Torah, what day must we rest? There would be no argument. Now we are arguing amongst ourselves as children of God when it's not our purview. Our purview is to deal with what is inside of us. And when we are dealing with that, we will be able to help those who are dealing with the outward things. And there would be a harmony in a nation of obeying the Father and His commandments.
I hear you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And I can tell you without a doubt, there are times when one really has to look into this and delve into it as to what obedience truly is.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Mangaliso Xhosa.
Angibulise mfundisi Ray egameni lenkosi uJesu.
Hallelujah.
Siyasibonga lesihloko uNkulunkulu asipha sona namhlanje. Ukwazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu still requires obedience. We remember King David when he was anointed. The Bible says the Philistines bamhlasela.
Yeah.
And David asked the Lord, "Lord, must I go and attack them?" Then the Lord said, "Go." He went and wabahlasela wabanqoba. Then babuya futhi. Azange ayihambele, he went and asked and inquire. Then uNkulunkulu wathi, "Ungasayi njengoba buyile eqaleni. Just wait for our signs at ease. You'll hear the soldiers or the army marching on top of the mulberry trees." So he listened to the instruction and obeyed. That's why uNkulunkulu wathi, "David is the man after my own heart," because he used to obey the word of God. But nowadays Christians, they don't obey the word of God. Just nje into encane nje, when athi uNkulunkulu, "Do not be afraid, I am with you. Do not doubt," athi uNkulunkulu, "ungakhathazeki ngalutho." Yey, namhlanje Christians badla amapilisi we stress and depression ngenxa yokuthi abakhathazeki, banomhlola phansi. Kodwa uNkulunkulu uthe, "Mina uNkulunkulu ngithi ungakhathazeki."
Yeah.
Ngoba mina ngina, ungakhathazeki ngesikolo somntana wakho tomorrow. Ungakhathazeki ukuthi uzodlana, ungakhathazeki. Yeah, asikhathazeki sinomhlola phansi. That's disobediently, mfundisi Ray. Usina singayibona ngeinto enkulu, kodwa nje to not to listen to the word of God, makati ungakhathazeki ngalutho. Then wena bese uyakhathazeka uthi wena uNkulunkulu lento ayishoyo, he is not sure. Yeah, so let us obey God. When God says, obey the Holy Spirit, obey the voice. Namhlanje abazalwana basamuzwa umoya ongcwele, abasamlaleli futhi abana nendaba ukuthi bayamuzwa or abamuzwa. Bayaqhubeka, abana nendaba whether they grieve him or not. or quench him or not. They don't even want to know the voice. Some, they don't even know the voice of the Holy Spirit. How will you obey the voice that you don't know? Little Bible is way. Angeke limobey, ngeke limazi, ngeke limamkele, ngoba limboni. Uthi kodwa nina niyamazi ngoba uhlala kimi. Manje mawungamazi uHoly Spirit uzomobeya kanjani? Ivoice kuwe izoba strange, a stranger. So let us ask God to give us a grace, ye obedience. Little Bible, obedience is better than sacrifice. Disobedience and rebellion is like a sin of witchcraft. Ma ungamlaleli uNkulunkulu ungena kubuthakathi uba umthakathi. Yini umthakathi? Umthakathi umuntu ohindara i-movement or i-progress. So makathi uNkulunkulu ufana njengomthakathi ma u-disobedient, you are hindering the work of God. Makathi uNkulunkulu hamba ushumayela. Ma ungafuni ukuyoshumayela estradeni lapho uyotshela abantu ngoJesu, you are hindering the move of God. Ngoba kunabantu abazofa before basindiswa, kanti uNkulunkulu bekakuthumile ukuthi phuthuma uye estradeni senu before bashona. Amen. May the Lord bless you and help us in Jesus' name. Umfundisi uMangaliso lapha ezola. Amen.
Fundisi wami, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi ikubusise ngendlela eyisimanga esikhulu.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right, the staple singers there. And of course, Bongani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, Pastor Kabamba, and Pastor Morake, and the Radio Pulpit family. Obedience is defined as dutiful or submissive compliance to the commands of one in authority. Mm. Submissive indicates that we yield our wills to God's commands. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 to 28 sums it up like this: obey and you will be blessed, disobey and you will be cursed. Adam and Eve, our first parents, rejected God's authority and fell into sin. After the fall, the original state of perfect communion between God and man was broken, meaning that we can no longer know what God wants for us without being told. Even if we don't immediately understand all of God's commands, we must trust in His wisdom and obey. For the Christian, obedience means complying with everything God has commanded. It is our duty to do so. Luke chapter 6, verse 46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? We serve the Lord in humility, singleness of heart, and love. Living a Christian life is not all about rules. The Pharisees in Jesus' time relentlessly persuaded acts of obedience to the law, but they became self-righteous, believing they deserved heaven because of what they had done. They considered themselves worthy before God, who owed them a reward. Without Christ, even our best, most righteous works are as filthy as rags. We can read that in the book of Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6. We are to obey the law of Christ, which is a law of love. We can read that in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, and also John chapter 13, verse 34. I thank you. God bless you all. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babu Bongani. Thank you very much. We really appreciate your contribution, sir. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. The essence of obedience, what it is even all about, and much of the times what we had come to make of it. And, of course, also In many instances, this is treated so light or in passing to such an extent that we just look into it and say, okay, this is good for the youth. In most cases, that is what is being said. And it looks like it doesn't apply to those who have reached, who are of age, you know. And the more we go, the more we hear less of it. Even in discipleships, we hear less of it. And that thing in itself is something to worry about. But I'm taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can testify about your walk of obedience. And if you'd see that I steered off from talking about its benefits and stuff, but describing the phenomenon of obedience, because it's just not a process, you know. It's a living way. So I just looked into it as a phenomenon to say, okay, this is also a part discipline. One needs to look into this and see what it stands for, and it's just amazing as to what it says.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
My friend Godfrey.
Ah, good evening.
Thank you.
Brother Ray. Nama guests wakho lapho.
Mm.
Prof no pastor. Nabalaleli.
Kosiya.
Obedience.
Yeah.
The true example is only one, Yeshua Mashiach.
Mm.
Who obeyed his father ukufulfilla ipurpose yakhe emhlabeni.
Mm.
To die for our sins and rescue us. A remnant for a reward uNkulunkulu uthi sibe naye ezulwini. And he disobeyed. I always wonder what could have been. The world could have been a mess. It is obedient. It's a very difficult thing in a sense that you are required to do something out of your comfort zone. We have to go through something complicated, something which is against your nature or your will. But because it's come from an authoritative figure, you have to obey. I do see my child now umthuma utabolandi ihlango lapha. Ayikho into emalela angafuni mara abe obedient. Ayenze eventual. Isho ukuthi awu obedient. We have to have leso spirit sika Yeshua ukuthi si be obedient. Obedient is listening to an instruction without asking or challenging or complaining and carry it out irrespective of the consequences. But there's a catch. This obedience, we must only obey the spirit of the Most High. Not amapupho familiar spirits or false prophets, si obe lezo spirit namanga nabo magician and the likes. Those one could lead us to hell. Simon Gajona was sent to Nineveh. What is obey? Because it was a difficult thing. He couldn't fathom guti. He has to go to those people and preach the word. He felt good they're not deserving. But the word of the Most High, because it's powerful, it always goes where they are not deserving. And then uNkulunkulu would want to send you, but you need to be disobedient to carry out that mission. Now I jail today, you will see ama consequences of disobedience. Everyone all up, bakhona ke abangene ngephutha, but most of them nambuza ufuna la ungena kanjani ngibulela umuntu wenzeni ngitshontshile. Wenzeni ngibejelasi ngathatha into yabantu ngathatha ngayenzani. All of them. Now uzibheke, they fall under disobedience. Which disobedience of the laws and the commandments of uNkulunkulu. So in short, disobedience is the is disobeying any part or all of the commandments. Yes, including 10 commandments and the laws of the Most High. We are sure was obedient in the sense that he fulfilled all of them, meaning that he was able to obey each and every one of them. So we must emulate him, Sizoba obedience, so that in the end we're going to get a reward in it. Without, we're going to end up in prison or in trouble. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Much blessings to you. Indeed. We take your calls. You can give a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
All right, let me bring this to you, Pastor Sam. When we talk of obedience again, I am looking at Genesis 6:22. Noah, it says, "Thus Noah did according to all that Yahuwah commanded him. So he did." And then chapter 7, verse 5 of Genesis, "And Noah did according to all that the Elohim commanded him." Okay. Genesis 12, verse 24. "So Abram departed as the Elohim had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran, as the Elohim had spoken to him, according to all that the command that the Elohim commanded him, according to all that Yahuwah commanded him." That's Noah and Abraham. Doing according to all that the Father is commanding us is obedience. Pastor Sam.
Yes, definitely. Thank you very much. You know, that's what I mean is required of us, to get to a place by listening carefully and we act upon. You know, if somebody asked me a question today, says, "How do you live the Word of God?" And I gave an example. I said, you know, it requires faith, actually. You need to believe in that word. And Muruti Muraka mentioned that, that you need to come to that place of believing the word that comes from the Father. When the Father says something, you need to come, you need to believe what he says. Now, for us to believe, you need to be taught as well, because you need to come to that place of being taught. And most of the people today, we are even unable to grasp the voice of the Father. When you speak, you don't even get what you say. Now, I want to be further by telling the example. Let me say, listen, you know, when you need to, you want to, I mean, to believe the word of the Father, you know, sometimes you might come up with a lot of, I mean, questionings and a lot of, I mean, thinking, is it going to work or not? But the question is, who is speaking to you? He's the creator of heaven and earth. Yeah. He knows exactly what he's saying. Abraham could leave. He left the place where he was because he heard. And he knew that wherever he was going, because he did not create the place he was going, and even the place where he was staying, he did not create that place. He found it. as he found the place, meaning that the one who's talking to him, if he tells him to move to another space, he will be able to do what? To sustain him.
Mm.
Now, for us, as a children of the Most High God, today we have a problem because we cannot listen to him. When he speaks, we cannot hear him. Now, an example that I gave to someone, I say, you know, when you come, it's like all of us here, I believe, Murutu, where you are sitting, you are sitting.
Mm.
When you got into the office, you did not think about if that chair where you're sitting on will support you.
Mm.
Or will support you. You did not think. You just came, and because you have a knowledge about the chair, that the chair will only carry you, it will carry your weight. And when you sit on that, you don't even ask questions about if you're going to fall or whatever. For you, all your trust and everything is on that chair. You don't think even twice for you to sit on that.
Mm.
But when it comes to the Word of God, people have a tendency of trying to think. While the things that the Word has created, we sometimes engage without even thinking. That's the question. Now, if you want to grow to a place whereby you can hear the voice of the Master, you can hear the voice of the Lord, you can hear the Father, learn to believe Him in whatever He says. And when you come, don't argue. The same way you will sit on that chair without thinking, do as well whatever He tells you to do. And if you do it, you shall see results. Because He cannot tell you to do something just to trick you. He will tell you to do something in order for you to benefit from it. And Abraham left, and today we're talking about Abraham as the father of faith. We talk about Noah believed, and if Noah did not follow the instructions, I believe the ark was sank by that time.
Mm.
But the ark sustained it to the ground until the end of the time where the flood was. Now, these are questions you need to find. The old debate is, Christians today, we claim that we believe in the Father. We claim that we believe in the word of the Father. But when it comes to the practicality of it, we don't practice it the way the word has been given to us. We start doubting about it. We doubt what it says. Now, if you doubt what it says, it's showing how disobedient we are. It's showing how we cannot obey instruction from Him. Now, why are we following someone we cannot obey and we cannot follow? We cannot really do exactly what He asked us to do. These are questions need to come to the place. I mean, these are questions that have to come to us as believers. We say, do we really believe in whatever the Bible says, for instance? Today, I was saying someone said, no, you know, you can fight whatever you want to do, but when you go around the world, today there's a fight. Everyone wants to, in one way or the other, to discredit the Bible. Everyone wants, in one way or the other, to fight the Bible. It says the Bible is not the word of God. Everyone wants to know why, because somehow, somewhere, everyone has realized there's only one book that has stood the test of time. The one book that has stood the test of time is the Bible. All these books will come today and disappear tomorrow. Not only that, me, I'm not even looking at the Bible, I'm looking at the word of the Father. Because the word of the Father is beyond the Bible, beyond what we read. Now, if the word, if you cannot believe the word, but you can believe the prophecy, while the prophecy has an expiring date, because the Bible says clearly that prophecy will end one day. That means they've got an expiring date. One day they will stop. Speaking in tongues, one day they will stop. But the word of God will be there forever. Now, we need to understand, what is the word? The word is the Messiah Himself. He is God Himself. The Bible says that the whole world was created by the word. Now, when you come to understand and believe the word that comes from the mouth of the Father, and we believe and we act upon it, we can only see results. That's what I can say.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. The very issue that is of obedience. What is obedience even all about? I need to hear from you as to what you make of that. Muruti Muraka, let me bring this to you. When we talk of obedience also, if you look into Bezaleel in Exodus chapter 36 verse 1, and Bezaleel and Aholiab and every gifted artisan in whom the Elohim had put wisdom and understanding, to know how to do all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, shall do according to all that the Elohim has commanded, to do according to all that has been commanded. Do we know the commands of today? Do we know what he says today? Not that it's different in his word, but do we know the commandments, the how-to of the commandments for our daily living in these current times? I don't want to use the word modern. In these current times. Are we really putting into practice? That's why I made it a national issue. The skills given us to utilize this in the doing or in the work of the commandment of the Father. If he says, be a doctor, is it to his glory? And then if he makes you that, are you doing as he commands? If he says, be a doctor, a lawyer, whatever, are you doing that as he commands? It's the way that comes to mind. Muruti, are we well-versed when it comes to this aspect?
Many times, one on the program will always say that those who teach the word, actually, we have to a greater extent failed to do that which the word of God says in Romans chapter 12, you who has the gift of teaching, let them teach. We should have done that. Mm-hmm. We are not doing it as we should. May God help us. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit towards obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. We don't know his commandments because we are not surrendering to the sanctification of the Spirit. Earlier, when I was speaking, quoting 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, I said our souls are purified when we obey the truth through the Spirit. The Spirit, one of the pastors spoke very much about that. The Spirit is the one who has come to impart to us the potency of God, that we might be able to deal with things within us which refuse to obey, so that we can find ourselves submitting and obeying. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, the word of God says, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things, or you intuit all things. Verse 27 says, but the unction which you have taken from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same unction teaches you concerning all things, and is authentic, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. We, in the fresh covenant, the sprinkling of the blood is very important, because that blood speaks better things than the blood of Abel. In chapter 9, Hebrews chapter 9, we are told this about the blood. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from defunct works to do duty to the living God. And then chapter 10, verse 22 says this, let us draw near with a true heart of full bearing of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from a wicked conscience, and our bodies bathed in clean water. Now, you see, the sprinkling of the blood helps with obedience. Why? Because the sprinkling of the blood of Christ cleanses us from things that even the Torah could not cause us to be righteous. That is what Peter says in Acts chapter 13. The sprinkling of the blood helps us with our conscience, that it is cleansed from defunct works. What are defunct works? The quick one. There are noble, defunct, and good works. Good works are the fruit of the Spirit. Noble works are the works that we find meritorious. Everybody finds. Like you will find somebody feeding orphans, even if they are not born again. That is a noble work. But defunct works are the works of the flesh. Are things like adultery, stealing. Now, those who are born again, you already have a sprinkling of the blood on your conscience to help you obey by being cleansed away from defunct works. A person can climb into a pulpit and do a noble work of preaching. When he steps down out of that pulpit, he goes and has a homosexual relations with someone which is intimate. Their conscience tells them at that time, this is a defunct work. But because they are not prepared to obey, they are not prepared to demolish the reasonings of the flesh, they continue to play this game. And in the end, some of the people who are watching say, ah, no, this Bazalwani, they are just hypocrites. And if we read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, it says, obeying the truth through the Spirit.
Yes.
Out of a sincere, unhypocritical love. All so right. These things are imparted by the unction.
All right. I hear you, Muruti. I just want to also give Pastor Sam a time to finish. We left with 2 minutes. Finally, Pastor Sam, this is important, the issue of obedience. It is to do the commandments of the Father. What say you finally? We only have a minute and a half.
Thank you very much for that. You know, as I said previously, that it requires a proper teaching and clear instructions given. Because when there are no instructions given and a proper teaching, then we are not doing a service to the people. It's just going to be service to the people.
Mm.
You know, when the Messiah was about to go, he said, all authority in Matthew 28, 18 and 19, all authority has been given to me.
Mm.
And I sent you to go into the world and make from all nations my disciples. Teach them whatever I taught you.
Mm.
Teach them what I taught you. You know, there was an emphasis on whatever I taught you. It's exactly what Paul would speak to Timothy, said, you need to be my imitator. In a way that whenever you speak, whenever you speak to people, speak what you've learned. Be a true imitator, be faithful in whatever you're going to keep out there. And today, what I would say, to obedience, let us, as Muruti Murata said at one point, that if we don't teach what we were told, it will be almost a waste of time. And then the people might be in a place whereby the Bible will say that my people perish because of lack of knowledge, not because they want to be in that position, just because somehow, somewhere, somebody is not giving them the right teachings.
Hmm. I hear you quite well. Next week, we are going to be touching on the issue of our walk. And we're going to look at our walk now, our walk according to Scripture, and our walk now. It is what we're going to look into next week. Pastor Sam, thank you so much. Much blessings to you and your family, Sam.
Yeah, thank you very much, Muruti Ray and Muruti. Thank you, and may God bless all your families. We are just experiencing now, Lord Teddy, just that now. Can you imagine?
Sorry, man. Sorry.
Bye.
Aye, man. Muruti Mraka, much blessings to you. All our love to the family, sir.
Thank you so much, my brother. I really appreciate that. I will pass the love on and do the same to your family and Pastor Kabamba, to your family as well. Love you, brother, with the love of God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much and good night. And of course, thank you for listening. We give the Father the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's none like him. By his Holy Spirit, he continues to guide us into all truth. We are learning together. Therefore, let's give him the glory always and all the time. Let us honor him always and all the time. And let us bless him always and all the time. Coming up next, it is Dr. Mabunda taking you through Be Blessed.
Take a deep breath in the midst of a busy day. Download our app and listen anytime, anywhere. Visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Thunembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.